Hello there friends, welcome to another episode of Mathematics Simplified. For the past few episodes, we are trying to learn about algebraic expressions. We have tried to learn what algebraic expressions are, how we recognize them, and how we all can add or subtract them, and what is the degree of a polynomial. Today, we are going to understand what are the zeros of a polynomial. So, if we have a polynomial fx, that is an algebraic expression where the variable is x, what do we mean by the zero or zeros of the polynomial? Zeros of the polynomial are the points where the polynomial equals or becomes zero numerically, or in other words, we can say that zeros of the polynomial are the values of the variable such that the value of the polynomial becomes zero at that point. If we have the equation as fx equal to zero, then zeros of the polynomial are also referred to as the roots of the equation and are designated as alpha, beta, gamma respectively as per the degree of the polynomial or equation. Graphically, zeros of the polynomial are the points where the graph of the function or y equal to fx cuts the x-axis. Now, if we are given a polynomial fx, how do we find its zeros? There are many methods to find the zeros of the polynomial. The number of zeros of the polynomial depends on the degree of the polynomial. The polynomials are classified as linear, quadratic, cubic, and higher degree polynomials. So first, let's say we have a linear polynomial, fx equal to ax plus b, or y equal to ax plus b. The zero of this polynomial can be calculated by substituting y as 0, and on simplifying ax plus b equal to 0, we get x equal to minus b upon a, which is the zero of this polynomial. For example, if we have 2x plus 5 as fx, then zero of this linear polynomial is x equal to minus 5 by 2. You can check many more such examples. Please try out. Secondly, if we have a quadratic polynomial, say px equal to ax square plus bx plus c, we can find the two zeros. Why two zeros? Because the degree of this polynomial is 2. Therefore, there can be two real and distinct zeros, or two real and equal zeros, or no real zeros at all. For such a polynomial, we can factorize the given expression by splitting the middle term or by using the quadratic equation formula. Let's say we have px as x square plus x minus 2. I repeat, px is x square plus x minus 2. If we split up the middle term, we have two factors, x minus 1 and x plus 2. So the two zeros are x equal to minus 2 and 1 respectively. So this is just one simple example. Once again, you can take many more such examples and try them yourself. Thirdly, let's take a cubic polynomial. Let's consider gx as the polynomial ax cube plus bx square plus cx plus d. Such an expression can be factorized by applying the remainder theorem. As per this theorem, we can substitute any values for the variable x, say alpha or beta or any other number. If the value of gx becomes 0 by putting x as alpha, then x equal to alpha is a 0 of the polynomial and x minus alpha is a factor of the polynomial gx. Let's say we have gx as x cube minus 2x square minus 13x minus 10. I repeat the polynomial. It's gx as x cube minus 2x square minus 13x minus 10. We can try by putting x as minus 1, 1, minus 2, 2, and so on. We will see that on putting x as minus 1, minus 2, and 5, the polynomial becomes numerically 0. And hence, x equal to minus 1, minus 2, and 5 are the zeros of the polynomial gx. Similar to this, you can find zeros of any other polynomial which is given to you. Now, there are some important observations that we need to keep in mind. First, zeros of a polynomial are the values for which the numeric value of the polynomial becomes 0. A zero of a polynomial need not always be equal to 0, but the number 0 may be a zero of the polynomial sometimes. Every linear polynomial has one and only one zero. If the degree of a polynomial is n, then it has n zeros. These may all be different or distinct, or some of them may be repeated. So keep these pointers in mind and try to solve some problems. Because the more you practice mathematics, the more fluent and accurate you become. So my friends, keep learning, keep practicing mathematics. Till next time.